You're listening to River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. This is a News Buzz edition of the program, a bunch of quick hits on a number of topics throughout the hour. Well, along the sports theme, yesterday, Thursday, kicked off the 28th Iowa Senior Games. That's an Olympic-style sports festival for men and women who are at least 50 years old. The games continue until Sunday, and they're in West Des Moines. There's more than 80 events with those games, including things like archery, cycling, basketball, softball, racquetball, and a triathlon. And joining us now to talk a little bit about the senior games is Amanda Horvath, reporter at Iowa Public Radio. And she joins us from our Des Moines studio. Amanda, thank you for being on.
Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you on. Amanda, you profiled one particular athlete, and that's aired on Iowa Public Radio. A very nice, sound-rich piece about an interesting Iowan. And we'll get to him in just a minute. But first, give us just an overview about what the games are.
Yeah, so this is their 28th year of the games. And so it's really a quick four-day series of all these different events happening in at one time. And it's really for seniors to get out there and get active, but also to show, you know, how competitive and athletic a lot of these men and women really are at this point. And this year's been interesting. The Iowa Sports Foundation, they took over the games this year, so this is their first time with that. So they were able to market better this year and get more attention. So I think that was really good for the senior community.
And you mentioned the athleticism of the people participating. Certainly that's the case. And if the person you profiled, the Jim Schlick of Abe's, if he's any indication about what type of a senior we're talking about, I think that gives you an idea. Tell us about Jim Schlick.
Yeah, so he's 52, so he's on the younger side of, you know, the seniors, but he has been athletic his whole life. That's been his whole world, really. He grew up playing all these different sort of sports. He played football, University of Wisconsin, and as he went into the corporate world, he told me he did the corporate world during the day, and then at night he was a trainer, an athletic trainer, and now he has been training, doing triathlons for about 10 years. So it's pretty impressive all the different things he does in his own home. You know, there's a big weight room in there, which that's where I interviewed him, where you get some of those sounds there. So he really lives the athletic lifestyle.
That's right. And we do have a little bit of audio from your piece that I hope we can play. It kind of gives you an idea about what sort of person he is and some of the motivation behind what he does. Can you introduce this a little bit?
Yeah, he with his athletic lifestyle, he basically has a life philosophy about athletics and how he thinks people should be living their lives. And this is a very good way that he puts it.
My little girl was in her first mile Drake relay this year. And so we just enjoy the active lifestyle. And part of this, in addition to raising funds for CF and awareness, is to get Iowans off their butts. 60% of the nation is supposed to be obese. This all happened in my lifetime. It's crazy. Everybody's sitting on their butts watching TV and eating processed foods and watching all these people on TV have fun and making millions instead of going out and having fun themselves. So I encourage everybody in Iowa to get out and take yourself to a place like Jack's and pick out a sport for your family to do together. And I mean, every Hy-Vee has a dietitian and healthy picks throughout the store. Yeah, get it going. Get off your butts.
A very clear idea about what the sort of person Jim Schlick is. A very, very nice piece and an interesting man. And you do have a little information about so far. Again, we mentioned that the game started, I guess, yesterday. How has he done?
Yeah, so he is doing 34 events. So luckily, there's a couple events that were before this weekend. Last weekend, there was the timed trials where you're just literally running against, or not running, he's cycling against the time. So he did a 5K and a 10K bike race. And he let me know yesterday he placed well enough to qualify for nationals next year in Minneapolis.
Sorry, so that is that, or do you get a sense that the participants are hoping to make that sort of achievement, or do they have different goals? What's your sense of people who participate?
Right. I think that people, most of the participants seem to just want to get out there. It's also a very social thing for a lot of people. There's so many people involved this year. There's a record number of them. There's almost 900 people that were signed up already, and you can, some of the events you can sign up day of. So I think that has a part of it. I think that there is a little bit of competitiveness and wanting to get to the next level and everything. But I think for the most part, people just want to get out there, meet new people and exercise and have fun.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Amanda Horvath, reporter at Iowa Public Radio, for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you.
And if you need to hear that piece, if you missed Amanda's piece about the Iowa Senior Games, you can find that at iowapublicradio.org.